AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Three people are dead after a gunman opened fire last night at two locations at Michigan State University. After a manhunt, the gunman was found and shot himself to death. Our Donna Warder has details.
Campus Police Deputy Chief Chris Rosman said some 4 hours following the shooting that police in Lansing confronted the suspected gunman and he killed himself.
There is no longer a threat to campus. We believe there to only be one shooter.
Rosman says the gunman first opened fire in an academic building and then the nearby student union. Police say the suspect was a 43-year-old man who was not connected to the university, and they have no idea why he carried out the shooting. I'm Donna Warder.
Students describe turning off all the lights in classrooms and waiting for hours in the dark before an all clear was sounded. This is the fifth anniversary of the massacre at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida. Father Tony Montalto says it never goes away.
Every day is tough for our family. We miss Gina constantly, her laugh.
14 students and 3 staff members were killed. A suspect's in custody in New York in a fatal driving rampage. Police say he drove a U-Haul truck, swerved up onto sidewalks in Brooklyn, striking pedestrians and people on bikes and scooters. The 62-year-old suspect is Wang Soar, described as a troubled person. One victim died and 8 are hospitalized.
MashaAllah.
At least 3 more survivors have been pulled from the rubble of demolished buildings in Turkey. An 18-year-old man hooked up to an IV. 2 more were found near the epicenter. Service appears to be back on after T-Mobile customers around the country suffered outages last night. This is AP News. There's more research that finds a healthy school lunch can help curb obesity.
A new study shows a 2010 federal law that boosted nutrition standards for school meals may have begun to help slow the rise of obesity among America's children. The national study found a small but significant decline in the average body mass index of more than 14,000 school kids ages 5 to 18. Their heights and weights were tracked before and after implementation of the Healthy Hunger-Free Kids Act of 2010. The study is new evidence that improving the quality of school meals through legislation might be one way to help shift the trajectory of childhood obesity. It's been rising for decades and now affects about 1 in 5 U.S. kids. I'm Norman Hall.
President Biden's fired the embattled architect of the Capitol, the official who oversees the Capitol complex. An inspector general report found administrative, ethical, and policy violations. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.